A lot of other stories to get to today. But for the Republicans, they are just making the money. We're going to talk about that coming up in hour number two. New migrant facilities are cropping up everywhere as well. You see, this trial and everything else is a distraction of the big problems that are occurring in this country. The Chauvin trial, a distraction from the fact that we have over 22,000 in custody now. Over 22,000 minors in custody now. We're releasing 500 families a day. 22,000 migrant children in government custody as of Thursday last week. 10,500 sleeping on cots at convention centers. This according to ABC News. There are convention centers, military bases, other large venues like hurricane evacuation centers. It's the biggest surge, at the border ever. Donald Trump had stopped the surge at the border. This is the biggest surge ever in American history of illegals coming over the border. Could exceed 1 million people this year trying to come into the country, hoping to turn America into the third world country they fled. That makes a lot of sense. So many kids are coming, there's little room in long-term care facilities where capacity shrank significantly during the coronavirus pandemic. As a result, minors packed into Border Patrol facilities meant to hold them no more than 3 days. And yet they're in there for weeks. Some not getting basic hygiene, certainly not calling anyone. Contact with family members, if there are any family members to contact, is limited. And the list goes on. I want to share with you a bit of an interview I caught yesterday with former President George W. Bush. When it came to the discussion of Brian Sicknick and his death that we now know was natural causes. The entire narrative that Brian Sicknick was beaten to death by mobsters with MAGA hats on, completely false. The narrative that drove the impeachment of Donald Trump was completely false. They lied. And the problem is they knew they lied. An autopsy is done within a couple of days of a death, especially one like that. An autopsy done in a short period of time. They knew at that time there was no internal trauma. There was no external trauma. There were no head injuries. They would have known at the time that they did the autopsy that Officer Brian Sicknick had died from strokes. Now they're saying, well, it's from stress. You don't have any idea what Brian Sicknick died from or what triggered his strokes. I'm stressed out a lot. I haven't stroked out yet, and I'm quite a bit older. There could be some underlying conditions. But George W. Bush, he dodged the question because he said it didn't make any difference. Listen to what he had to say. It's bite number one with former President George W. Bush.
Most Americans are sitting there going, what the hell's going on, you know? And it was a terrible moment in our history, and it's going to be a part of our history. I've been watching all the prosecutions and stuff, and, you know, the people deserve to be busted. And it looks like the government's going after them. And I'm not going to cast blame. I know what your next question is. I'm going to let it go. But it was disgusting.
Why not cast blame?
You know, he's trying to guess the motivations of, you know, riled up people. History's going to assess the blame when time goes on. There'll be more data coming out. But one thing is for certain, it's just a sorry chapter, sorry moment, really sorry. You know, this sends a signal to the world that, you know, like we're no different. And this book says we are different, much different.
You got it. The hook at the end. Oh, by the way, I'm selling a book. Here it is. Says we're different. George W. Bush, the new, I don't even know what it's called. I don't care. He doesn't want to blame Donald Trump for what happened on January the 6th. Certainly not in light of what we know now. But a lot of things are going on in this country. Distractions, like I say, from bigger problems. Distractions from bigger problems. Patrick Byrne will be here a little bit later. He's going to discuss with me what's going on with the Georgia voting laws. He is still pursuing voter fraud from November 2020, along with Mike Lindell and some others. Patrick Byrne will be here. He's the founder of Overstock.com, and he's been relentlessly on the trail of what went wrong November 2020 with elections all over this country. We'll see what he has to say. But in the meantime, the questions about voting laws in Georgia, for example, keep coming up. And Georgia Representative Jan Jones says it's time to set the record straight about the new Georgia voting laws. She says makes it easier to vote and harder to cheat. There's no other way around this. It's fight number two here with Jan Jones. I want you to hear this, making voting easier and cheating harder, period. That's what it's about. Listen.
Finally, I would be remiss if I didn't note the entirely selective outrage I have seen over the last few weeks. As Georgia makes our no-excuse absentee voting more secure, states like Connecticut, Delaware, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and New York, among others, simply don't have any no-excuse absentee voting. The shame is theirs to bear, not Georgia's. We also eliminated subjective signature matching for absentee ballots and ballot applications, as was criticized by Democrats and Republicans in 2020, and replaced it with objective forms of identification. Let me be clear. Georgia did not eliminate no-excuse absentee voting. It's easy to write alarming words and give misleading sound bites that would lead people away from the facts, because the facts simply don't support what many are hearing or seeing about the mainstream sound Georgia elections law. And it's just plain wrong. Members of the committee.
She nailed it.
Forward to answering
Leave it
your
right
questions.
There. Leave it right there. She nailed it. She held the Democrats to account. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can.